In Yemen, Britain and France joined the U.S. in closing their embassies as turmoil spread in the capital city. Crowds protested today in Sana'a against Shiite rebels who took over the government last week. The rebels patrolled the streets, and there were scattered reports of beatings and even stabbings. Rod Nordland of the New York Times is in Sana'a, and I spoke with him a short time ago. Rod Nordland, welcome. We understand not only did officials at the U.S. Embassy close it down, they've also abandoned cars at the airport in Sana'a, left weapons in the cars. What is the situation on the ground now?
Well, they did, but they also left in an orderly way. They went into the airport and got on commercial flights. And the Houthis, who are in control of things here, say that they're just taking those cars for safekeeping and they're following Yemeni law. And they're doing their best to try to prevent it from blowing up into any bigger an incident than it is, actually. The surprising thing is it's actually really pretty calm on the streets in Sana'a these days.
What would you say the attitude is of this new Houthi government toward the U.S.?
Well, they're trying desperately to reach out to the United States and to try to persuade them that they want to be on friendly terms. And they haven't had much success doing that. I think the Americans want to see a government in place and one that the Houthis agree on with other parties and not one that's just completely dominated by them.
Well, we know that the U.S. and the Houthis are on the same side of the fight against al-Qaeda. Could that make for cooperation, is it thought?
Well, I think it's already making for cooperation. You know, the Houthis have long campaigned against American drone strikes, even though they're against their bitter enemies, al-Qaeda. And since taking control, they've done nothing to interfere with those. In fact, they've dialed back the anti-drone and anti-American rhetoric.
So, Rod, with no U.S. embassy there, how are they trying to reach out to the U.S.? What is the message?
Well, they've been, I interviewed their leader here a couple days ago, and he was very adamant about trying to have better relations with the U.S. And he even went so far as to pretty much repudiate their slogan, which, you know, includes Deaf to America, and say that's just a slogan. We don't mean it literally. You know, we want to be friends with the United States and with Saudi Arabia and other countries in the region. And he even played down their connection to Iran. It's widely believed that the Iranians financed them, but he said that wasn't true, and they didn't want to see Iran make headway in Yemen either. And so it's a very reassuring message, but it's hard for the Americans to take that seriously when, first of all, they don't have an actual government to deal with here, whether it's a Houthi or other government, including the Houthi. And I think they want to see that before they move forward.